Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J. Yeah!
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
You just say something about what's going on right now. Tampa, the city, our Buccaneers carrying a big motherfucking stick right now. I mean, we got the Super Bowl coming to town. We're fucking just trolling the Falcons on Twitter. I'm loving motherfucking life right now. That's why this stick carrier movement is, it's at a right time, man. Dirk Cutter's trying to build a badass football team, and we're trying to build a badass fan base. It's fun stuff. And for me, I'm even considering buying extra season tickets for this year for the Bucks. Whoa, let's go. I'm still, who knows, by the time you listen to it, I might have already purchased them. I won't tell you what section I'm going to be in, but I'll tell you what. We're going to be standing on every play on defense. I don't know. I don't want to. Just don't go buy tickets in that section until I decide if I want to fork over another $2,000. $2,000. Whatever. Worth it. Because it's going to be awesome. So this podcast, we're going to take a look at the offense. But how about the Super Bowl coming to town? In 4 years, 2021. Huh. You talk about a team that might be hitting their stride at that time. The only thing that might be holding them back at that point is Jameis Winston's new contract and how that's going to affect the salary cap and the rest of the roster. But you hope by that point, Jameis Winston is really clicking on all cylinders, really just taking over the league. If he progresses the way he has been progressing the first couple of years. So pumped about the Super Bowl, the Buccaneers trolling the Falcons on Twitter. I love that. And why not? You should be confident. You know, listen, this isn't the podcast for you if you're looking for, hey, here are the details of what happened at OTAs when the guys were in shorts and T-shirts and so-and-so, Mike Evans didn't practice. You know what we should do? Pull our pants down and smack our asses. Like, it's so annoying. And, you know, I watched Dirk Cutter's press conference on Tuesday. And he did say stick men when talking about the defense, but I don't think he was talking about the stick carrier movement, okay? Dirk Cutter knows very well about us and what we're doing and that he's the godfather. He knows it. He has the shirt. It's in his office somewhere, I'm sure. It was hand-delivered to him. But I'm watching the press conference with Dirk Cutter, and he's answering these questions from the media members. Like, you could just see on his face, like, are you really fucking asking me this? I mean, really? Like, it's the first fucking day of the OTA period, and you're asking me this, and it's all the same stereotypical questions. And I get it. I guess they have to do their job, so they have to get the soundbite so they can use it. But it's like, hey, coach, the rookies, I mean, are their heads spinning out there? Well, no fucking shit they're spinning out there. Like, this is their first time. It's like it's going from high school to college. It's going from college to the pros. Like, my God, coach, I just really want somebody to just be bluntly honest with Dirk Cutter and just say, coach, I really just need you to say something of relevance that I can use in my piece. Go. And I think Dirk Cutter would be like, I respect that. You know what? I like that. You're carrying a big motherfucking stick. And then everyone would be like, he used a dirty word. Oh, my God. I'm offended by it. Then you got Tom Jones going to write a whole negative column about fucking Dirk Cutter and how he used a bad word. And Scott Reynolds is going to say that Dirk Cutter doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. And if he was Hall of Fame worthy, Ira Kaufman wouldn't be able to get him in because Ira's not as good a Hall of Fame voter and a guy who's going to, put these guys on a pedestal, like Scott Reynolds, obviously, but put him on a pedestal and get him into the Hall. I mean, it would just be a complete clusterfuck if Dirk Cutter were to do that. So let's just back away. Let's not have that happen. And let's all just enjoy ourselves. Now, we're going to be enjoying ourselves this upcoming season. Because this is going to be, I'm not even going to preface, on paper. Well, fuck on paper. Of course on paper. I mean, what the fuck are we looking at here? This is the best Bucks offense we've ever seen. Ever. Period. They've never had this much firepower before. Never. To have Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson and Adam Humphries, who's come on as a slot receiver, and a rookie in Chris Godwin, who everyone's very high on. I'm very high on him. And then you got two tight ends, two top-notch tight ends in O.J. Howard, the rookie, and Cameron Brate. You've got a stable of running backs. You've got an up-and-coming, potentially elite quarterback in Jameis Winston. I mean, this firepower they have offensively should rival some of the top offenses in the NFL. It's going to fall on Jameis Winston's shoulders as to can he distribute the ball to the right receiver at the right time, every time. You know, that was the other question. Hey, coach, do you think that these players are going to be in the ear of Jameis Winston trying to get the ball their way? Oh, my God. Here, let's try and, coach, I'm going to poke you as hard as I can. Just want you to give me a response. Go. Oh, my God. Listen, Jameis Winston's the leader. He doesn't need to be listening to that bullshit. Okay, he needs to do what's best for the offense at all times. Not only does he have one, he's got two tight ends he can rely on. They'll help move the chains. Mike Evans is great at moving the chains. DeSean Jackson's going to be great at stretching the field. Adam Humphries is great at moving the chains. You've got guys that can convert third downs, that can get you first downs, and you got players that can provide you the big play, a big play that this offense just has not had. So forget about everything else that's going on and understand that this is ultimately going to fall back on Jameis Winston's shoulders. That's what weapons for Winston was. That's why I still think that running back, you know, if they're hoping that Doug Martin's going to come back, if they're looking at or keeping an eye on some of these other running backs that could become available, I just think a running game, consistent running game, would help Jameis Winston as much as all these weapons that he has to work with as well. Now, with all that being said, and as good as I think wide receiver, tight end, and quarterback is, let me tell you what I'm most excited about when it comes to the offense. And it's the same position or group of positions that some of you are concerned about. I'm pretty fucking pumped up about the Bucs offensive line. I think this unit, these five players, and honestly, you can go to their backups. When you've got Joe Holly and Caleb Benenach and Evan Smith, and these guys are still on the roster providing depth along your offensive line, that should give you some confidence there. When you've got versatile players like Kevin Pamphill and Ali Marpet who can play multiple positions, that's exciting stuff right there. But I think most importantly, when you've got an offensive line that you see starting to take mold right before your eyes, and you see young players, guys entering their third year, Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, guy entering his fourth year, Kevin Pamphill. You know, these are players that if Jason Light can do this the right way, could groom these five offensive linemen to grow together for years to come. Now, at least when you have Ali Marpet at center, Pamphill at left guard, and Donovan Smith at left tackle, the left side of your line could be together for a long, long period of time. Now, first things first for Jason Light. Two players entering their third year. Both were drafted in the second round, which means they got one more year left on their rookie deals. And Pamphill also entering his fourth year, which means I believe he's going to be a free agent coming up. And if Pamphill hits the open market, he's going to get a lot of money. A lot of money. And he might be my favorite offensive lineman they have. But that left side of the line, it's going to be tough. And I know you got to balance the salary cap now, because you do have to have one eye on your roster and the other eye on Jameis Winston and how much money he's going to make. But if I can keep Ali Marpet, Kevin Pamphill, and Donovan Smith together for long term, I got to consider doing that, because that's tough to find those three type of offensive linemen. I'm a fan of Donovan Smith. He's not perfect. He's given up some sacks, but some of you are just so fucking impatient. The guy was in his second year last year. He got thrusted into the left tackle spot, one of the toughest positions to play on the field, going up against elite pass rushers week in and week out, and he was thrusted out there in his rookie season. And I thought he improved from his rookie season to last season, and I think he's going to be one of those Bucks that continues to improve over the years. And oh, by the way, he's known more of a run blocker than he is a pass blocker, and he excels in the run game. It's up to the running backs to have the vision and the power and the speed to find the hole and then hit that hole with either that power or that speed. I mean, that's what needs to be done. And Ali Marpet, the day he was drafted, I said he's going to be an all-pro center. But he needed to start out at guard. He had played left tackle at Hobart, Division III college. He was versatile. He could move up and down the line. But even then, you could just see, okay, this guy has the more potential to be an all-pro guard or all-pro center than he does either tackle or guard. And I think the Bucks made the right call in moving him to center. And I think they're going to reward him, especially if he plays well. They're going to reward him. I know there were some people that were concerned that, well, Ali Marpet's not going to like this move because he's not going to make as much money. Just wait. Let's just see how much money he actually ends up making. But the offensive line, I mean, now you get J.R. Sweezy back. We don't know much about him, but he's coming off of injury. But, you know, all systems go, it seems like, for him. And they went out and attacked him and signed him for a reason early on in free agency a year ago. And then you got DeMar Dotson at right tackle. DeMar Dotson, not Gosder Sherrilis, Brian Baldinger. But you have DeMar Dotson at right tackle, and then you have Leonard Wester and Caleb Benenock, both guys who could be groomed to ultimately replace DeMar Dotson, and two young guys that I think Jason Light and the Buccaneers are pretty high on. You know, I really like what's taking shape with the offensive line. I think they have not only the potential to be a great offensive line, but they have the potential to be the best Bucs offensive line the franchise has ever had. That's how high I am on them. And I think this now being year three together, when you're talking about Pamphill and Donovan Smith and now Ali Marpet and DeMar Dotson, I mean, those four offensive linemen have played together for 3 years now. There's not a lot of teams that can say that. And J.R. Sweezy was signed last season but missed the entire season due to injury. So now you've got your offensive line set. You've got quality depth and backups in Evan Smith and Joe Hawley and Benenock and Leonard Wester. I really, you know, people are going to talk about the weapons for Winston. They're going to talk about the weapons around Winston. They're going to talk about Jameis Winston himself. But I really think that the unsung hero, not only heading into this season, but as we get into the season, is going to be this offensive line. There's a chance they could dominate football games. And if they dominate and play as well as I think they can play, it's going to make the weapons around Jameis Winston look that much better. This is an offense that's going to score points. They need to prevent turnovers. And they need to kick the living fuck out of their opponents. We're going to do our part in the stands. We are going to support you. We are going to cheer for you. We are going to let it all hang out. I mean, just hang out everywhere. And you know what we're going to get in return? A lot to celebrate. Because the players are going to respond to the movement. The players are going to respond to the fans. And as we all grow together, we're going to build something special. We're going to build something more special with the Bucks as an organization on the field and in the stands than this city has ever seen before. So if you know somebody who's a Bucks fan, you know somebody who's looking for just a little bit more, you understand what this movement is all about, I urge you to go out and recruit them. Bring them in. Let them know there's a place where Bucks fans can be, and that's on our Facebook page, the group page for the Stick Carriers. We're going to have so many events. I had a friend of mine, she said, you know, do you realize how many parties you got to plan now? You're like the party planning committee. I was like, yeah, I really am. Training camp day, Stick Carrier day at training camp for the training camp takeover, preseason game number one, we're going to throw a huge party. We might do an HBO Hard Knocks viewing party. We're going to do away game parties. We're going to do tailgate parties. For that Giants game, we're doing a tailgate party before the Giants game, which is a 4 o'clock game. But we're already putting together an idea of maybe getting together that Friday night for, because there's so many people coming in from out of town. And let's just do a blowout Friday night Stick Carrier reunion party before the Giants game. So all of that is in the works. And just know that we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun together. We're going to celebrate our team. And they're also going to celebrate us as a fan base coming together. A couple of Bucks takes, and then we'll have more Bucks takes. There's a lot going on this episode of Bucks Uncensored. Who better to start with, though, than our friends, the OKC boys? And they, as always, are pretty fired up. Much more than maybe others.
A bug?
No, Harry, no! Don't look at the light!
Don't look at the light!
What's going on? Come in!
What up, come in!
What up, sick carriers? It's OKC Lack.
OKC Peck.
We're back at you at the Weekly Bucks Take, man. Remember that bullshit slogan? It's a Bucks Life or Bugs Life.
Fuck that shit.
It's a bullshit slogan, but guess what? It had a message. Don't look at the light, but follow the light, baby. So this week's takes about offense, and more offense. So we started thinking and looking back, you know, at Jason Light's team, especially with the Patriots, man. They always had the two tight ends. Yeah, one's a fucking murderer.
Yeah, he went there.
He killed himself. Yeah, he hung his ass. But they always had those two tight ends set. They had arguably one wide out most of the times. Bucks, I mean, we got two superstar fucking wideouts.
No one's seen shit like
this. Nobody's seen this type of shit. You know, yeah, they do have the GOAT. We'll give them that. They have Tom Brady.
Junior GOAT, baby.
But we got Juju GOAT. J-Boo. James Winston. So you can see this offense being set up just like the Patriots. And that leads us to running back, and that's our question. Chris.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Kamish. When's the last time the Patriots had a superstar all-pro type running back?
Well, I mean, I think...
It doesn't matter, Kamish! Don't even cue the music because they've never had a fucking running back. So, guys, just follow the light.
We dancing, baby!
Just follow the light. Just listen.
Just
follow the light.
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
God, they're so good. So good. Natural chemistry. Because I believe they're brothers. Thanks, guys. The OKC boys. I like how they sang at the end. Kind of reminded me of doing some karaoke. Oh, you know who else reminded me of it? Johnny B. What up, Johnny B?
Hey, yo, Justin. It's your boy, Johnny B. Hauling ass down the cross town to the gig. And I got to thinking, man. Whenever I get excited about something, I find myself breaking into song, whether I want to or not. And I'm so fucking excited lately. From the stick carriers to people I talk to, it seems like a change is coming in Tampa Bay. Because I was born by the river. Not right by the river, but near Hillsborough River, if we're going to be specific. In a little tent. Actually, it was St. Joseph Hospital, and then I grew up in like a three-bedroom house. Nothing fancy, kind of middle class in Seminole Heights. But just like the river, I've been running ever since. Not really running. I'm not much of a runner. Kind of a brisk waddle is like what I like to do, but still, it gets me where I'm going. You know why? Because it's been a long, long, long time coming. We're like 13, 14 years since we were in the Super Bowl. But I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. I'm ready for karaoke night with you, Justin, and the stick carriers. Let's fucking hook that shit up real quick. I know we got the bad Mount Rushmore this Saturday, but I got a good idea for the next one, maybe next Saturday. Because I was thinking the other day, if you could take any Buccaneer in their prime and fucking time machine their ass to 2017 and fill one position with any Buccaneer from any era, who would it be? I got mine. Not going to say who it is yet. I'll save it in case we do it on a Saturday. Anyway, guys, do me a favor. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. I fucking nailed it.
I love the idea of karaoke night with the stick carriers. I think it would be a lot of fun. I love karaoke. So I'm in. But somebody else needs to organize it because I'm organizing enough right now. I'm organizing enough. It's too much. It's really too much. Jeremy's in Cali. Hey, Jeremy.
What up, Mr. Commissioner? It's Jeremy in Cali giving you a call. You know, I had a little pre-celebratory couple of beers right now because I just ordered 8 cans of B4 coming to California. Thanks to you, Mr. Commissioner, and B4 for giving us a discount, which is awesome. I'm stoked. I can't wait to try it. Yeah, just wanted to call, give my Bucks take. I know you kind of said this podcast was going to be about the offense. And, I mean, what more can you say about the offense than we're going to be fucking great! I'm so fucking excited! O.J. Howard, Mike Evans, Cameron Brate, Adam Humphries, I mean, Jameis Winston, god damn it! Anyway, yeah, that was my excitement. I love our fucking offense, and I think everybody else does too. So, you got Brocados. I already said before, and get on that this weekend, guys, before, you know, Memorial Day coming up. And you got sports legends, man. They're going to rock some parties. And you got Christian at Headliners. Yeah, I don't know. I think we got everybody. I mean, everybody at Joe Bucks Fan, Rock Riley, Gil Garcia. You got Ira, all the boys. Anyway, the other thing I saw on the news, too, was that the Seattle Times guy actually made a public apology about his Michael Bennett column. Hey, maybe Tampa media take something from that. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Okay, Jeremy. Okay. And that does remind us, B4 is giving 50% off. 50% off right now through Thursday night at 11:59. So you've got, no matter when you're listening to this, definitely less than 48 hours to take advantage. 50% off B4. It's drinkb4.com. Enter the code STICKCARRIERS. STICKCARRIERS. Is it STICKCARRIERS or is it STICKCARRIER? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. While I look this up, go ahead and speak amongst yourselves. Here's a topic. What's Johnny B's topic again? Oh, I loved his topic. One player in history for the Bucks that you could bring back and make a... I just burped, sorry. Make a... Here it is. Stick carriers. Stick carriers is the code. And make part of this team in his prime again. So we'll do that on a Saturday. You don't have to do that now. This Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, just give me your most memorable Bucks moment or a memorable moment. We all know the Super Bowl was memorable, so unless your story is outrageous, like when I went to the press box after they won the Super Bowl and did tequila shots all night, and then at about 4:30 in the morning, we ended up at a Steak and Shake, and I put a quarter into the machine. And this might have been the last time I ever bought a newspaper. Put a quarter into the machine. Folks, they used to have newspaper machines. I don't know if they still do. But put a quarter into the machine and took every newspaper out. I was that guy. Oh, by the way, didn't keep any of those news. I don't even think any of those newspapers made it home with me that night either. It was pretty crazy. Crazy. If you mean crazy fun, speaking of crazy fun, Frank the Tank, I believe, is in town. Hey, Frank the Tank.
Commish, this is Frank the Tank from Chattanooga, Tennessee. But for this week, I'll be right here in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida, with my family and I, just enjoying the beach. So I hope you and the other stick carriers are having a good time. I've already had 3 mixed drinks and a couple beers, and it's barely lunchtime, buddy. But last week, I sent you 4 questions about the offense, So here's four questions about the defense.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Which player on our defensive line is going to get the most sacks this year? Is it going to be Gerald McCoy, second-year player Noah Spence?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Which defensive back is going to have the most interceptions this year?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
If Beckwith is healthy, which linebacker is going to start the majority of the year besides Quan Alexander and Levante David?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
The last question, Kamish. What percentage of the season will be played in the 3-4 technique versus our usual Tampa 4-3 technique? So, Kamish, thanks again for all you do. You know, while I'm down here, I'm going to try to check out Bricados and Sports Legend. And as always, go Bucks!
All right, Frank the Tank in town. Welcome. Hope you're having a blast out there in Indian Rocks Beach. My parents live out there, so definitely a beautiful, beautiful area of town. Let's answer your questions real quick. I think Spence has more sacks, most sacks of a defensive lineman. I think the defensive back that has the most interceptions, I'll go with Brent Grimes. I'll go with Brent Grimes. But if Keith Tandy gets an opportunity to start early in the season, guy seems to be around the ball a lot. Just saying. Just saying. If Beckwith is healthy, who's your starting strong side linebacker? I think Beckwith is a strong possibility, but look out for Devontae Bond. You know, he sat out. He was injured last year, but maybe they give him an opportunity this year. And then what percentage will the Bucs play 3-4? I want to say it's somewhere between 36 and 37.2%. So take that as 100% solid concrete, and you know, you don't have to you don't have to worry about whether or not I'm guessing on that percentage. All right, many more Bucks takes to get to. It's a Wednesday edition of the Bucks Uncensored podcast. Hope you enjoyed our little conversation about the offense, and don't forget to get in your Bucks takes. I will be recording Wednesday night for the Saturday podcast, just because of Memorial Day weekend, a lot going on. I want to make sure I get it in there and get it in hard. So that's what she said. And that's, I hope she didn't say that. So that's going to be recorded on Wednesday. So get your Bucks take in for that. Most memorable Bucks moment for you Does not have to be the Super Bowl either. Definitely plenty of moments out there other than the Super Bowl. All right, Buck Stakes, coming up next.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, it's Bucks Uncensored. We will have a bonus track. We've been having some bonus tracks at the end of the podcast, but we got another one for you today and another song for you today as our friend Mark the Mailman has a new song for you. We'll be playing that as a bonus track at the conclusion of this podcast. So as you hear Miss Sexy Voice say, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. And then I'll say nailed it, and then we'll get right into our bonus track for you. You know who's angry? I don't know if I've ever heard him this angry. It's our buddy, Big Dan. What up, Big Dan?
Bucks Uncensored, Kamish. What up, brother? It's Big Dan and Deltona. Real quick, want to touch on the Ryan Fitzpatrick signing. At first, I was like, Ryan Fitzpatrick? Really? Ryan Fitzpatrick? But then I thought about it. You know what? Could be worse. I'm actually happy with the signing. He's a veteran backup. He sure as fuck ain't going to cause no quarterback controversy. We probably would have had Kaepernick here or one of these other guys they would have wanted to start. Fitz knows his role. He'll shut the fuck up. Give Winston a little pep talk here and there, and that's about it. If he goes down for 2-3 games, Fitz can handle it. Next thing I want to touch on. Man, I'm tired of these motherfucking fake fans on Joe Buck Fan writing in, bitching about every move we make. Oh, we should have picked up this guy. Or, oh, that was a terrible signing. What are they thinking? Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of them fucking putting down McCoy. McCoy's awesome. Wake the fuck up. He's a great player. They put down everybody we got. You know, I'm over it, bro. I'm sitting here. Top 100 just got announced. And these fuckers are already starting their shit. You know, they want to criticize the Joes on Joe Buck's Fan. It's fucking annoying. And I'm over it. So if you're listening, some of you little fucks out there, find a new team to fucking troll. Find a new website to troll on or whatever the fuck it's called. Get out the fuck away from us. Leave us alone. Beat it. Or I'm going to find you little cocksuckers and I'm going to fucking ruin your life. I'm going to see you out in the bar one day. Get to talk and find out if you're one of these little cunts that run your mouth. Okay. And I'm going to fucking smash you. And I hate to be that way. But you know what? This is our team. I'm going to stand up for our team. I love the direction we're going in. And I'm over it. Stop fucking complaining about every little move. Some of these idiots, they say they watch tape and they do. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Come on, bro. So, I know I'm going over my minute and a half and I am sorry, but I'm fucking over it, bro. And we're all stick carriers. The stick carrier motto, we fucking support our team. We back each other. We back our team. So that's what I'm trying to do. Get rid of these punks and tell them to beat it. So as always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Dan. Listen, I understand where you're coming from and you are frustrated with the people who might be saying stuff just to push your buttons a little bit, but remember what we're all about, right? We're about embracing all Bucks fans. You can have a different opinion. It's okay. It's okay. Everyone's allowed to have a different opinion. So if somebody has a different opinion than me or any of us, it's okay. That doesn't mean that they can't be part of this amazing movement that we've started together. So just keep that in mind. I mean, Dan was really pissed off, which means we really need somebody to really calm us down, soothe us, make us have all the feels. Lou's pretty good at that.
Justin, Lou in Port Richey. Hey, brother, I seen Jameis and Gerald made the top 100, 57 and 52. Man, that's great, man. That's great. You know, we're getting some acknowledgement. But then I'm watching the NFL Network, the Total Access show, man, and they got the Baldy's summer tour, and he's in Tampa, man. And, you know, he talked really good about the passing game, man, but then what the fuck, bro? Those motherfuckers don't have no, like, production assistants or anything like that, man. Nobody checks them bastards for accuracy. He fucking puts up a video of Goss getting fucking worked over in the Dallas game and then calls out Dotson, bro. Dotson didn't even fucking play that fucking game, bro. So it's just bullshit, man. They didn't even go into fucking the Sweezy coming back and Marpet being moved to center. So, I don't know, man. I'm just calling bullshit on the fucking report, man. So I just wanna say that, man, and you know, it's just fucked up the way the media portrays the Bucks, man. Just getting disrespected. But look, we're gonna surprise a lot of fucking teams, and we're gonna fucking smash people in the fucking mouth. So watch out, you bastards. The Bucks are coming. Anyway, let me wrap this up. I'm gonna make this quick. Before sports legends, where you eat like a legend and you drink like a fucking champ. Yes, sir. Headlines Barbershop, Christian, Iris Podcast, Joe Bucks Fan, Bricados, and as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick!
I did, and Lou always entertaining, I did have Lee from JoeBucksFan.com call me and enlighten me to the Brian Baldinger. Like, come on, dude. NFL Network. And I understand, Lee said the same thing you did, Lou, about the producers or somebody's got, but come on, Brian Baldinger, you got to be better than that. Like, they don't even have the same body types. You know, if you don't know the numbers, you don't know the numbers, but one's tall and skinny, the other is not. The other is much bigger. And Gazdar Sherlis is terrible and was definitely terrible in that Dallas Cowboys game. Yeah, there's a reason he's not playing anymore. We'll just leave it at that. A couple more Bucks takes, and then we'll be able to hear Mark the Mailman and his debut new song, Driving from I don't remember what it is. Something about driving from Raymond James Stadium. Mark's in Venice, though. Hey, Mark.
Justin, Mark in Venice. And I'm sorry I'm a little scattered right now because you've blown my fucking mind. I just can't believe this is happening. The whole stick carrier movement, this podcast. I mean, you're doing an incredible job, obviously, but you've blown my mind because it feels like Bucks fans might actually have a culture, an actual culture. Why would anybody ever want to change from their existing team when they move from somewhere up north to be a Bucks fan before? Because there is no culture. The culture is going to work or going to school or wherever you go and arguing with the people who are hanging on to their teams from up north. That's been my culture, feeling isolated, even, you know, being kind of far down south here. I don't know, man. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. We might have a culture to go to training camp to, you know, and be together and chant and maybe even in the crowd get some kind of organization of our chants and, you know, sing the players' names when they do something great. Fuck. It's going to be awesome. Also, thank you for introducing me to Bricados. I mean, where has that been all my life? I finally made it there. B4 has been good to me a few times. And Sports Legends was great. I'm hoping to check out Headlines Barbershop sometime when I have time in an area where there is a location. But thank you, Justin. Thank you, all the stick carriers. I got love for you. I appreciate all the emotion all the stick carriers are showing. Hit me up on Twitter, Mark from Venice, at Buck Savage. I'll always make time for you if you're going through any problems, anything you need. But speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Mark, the word culture was an excellent word to use as we describe what we're trying to build together as a fan base. And culture is a key part of that. So thank you for pointing that out. And thank you for all the kind words. All right, one more Bucks take. Then we've got Mark the Mailman debut song coming up as a bonus track. Steven's up. Hey, Steven.
What up, Justin? It's Steven. Just heard the podcast and all the meetings you guys are having, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. And, you know, talking about getting together at the Giants game and, you know, for charity, throwing in $20, I'm in. That sounds great. But also, I had a question, like,
great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
You know, 4 days later is the Patriots game. So you got a home game on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then Thursday is New England. It's like, are we gonna do something back to back like that? Let me know. Oh yeah, I forgot. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
That's a bit much. I think that weekend's gonna be just jam packed, especially if we do a stick carrier reunion party that Friday night. Tailgate party before the Giants game, that being a 4 o'clock start. I mean, I'm going to try and tailgate before every game, but I don't think we'll have anything fully organized. I know my guys, the Motley Crue Heads guys, tailgate. I know my guys from 119 tailgate. So if I'll probably be hanging out at one of their tailgates for every game. I might bounce back and forth. I don't know quite yet how that's going to work. But definitely open to meeting up before that Patriots game. I just don't think we're going to have anything in an official capacity. But excellent question there, Steven. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. As you can tell, I'm very pumped up about the offense this year. You should be too. The firepower, but I really think that this could be the year where this offensive line, there's a reason that they haven't addressed it. It's because they believe in these young players. We have to try, I know it's hard, to be a little more patient, especially with young players at positions like offensive line. Maybe it takes a year or two to fully grasp and get into how the NFL is played. But with Ali Marpet, Kevin Pamphill, and Donovan Smith, I think that's a very good start to a very young and what you hope is going to be dominant offensive line. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. I know somebody was talking about Google Play. I can look into that. If you have any other suggestions as to what the podcast needs, a platform it needs to be on, I'm not savvy on all of the different platforms, like Google Play, Apple, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Just let me know where you'd like for me to at least inquire about putting it, and we'll do our best in putting it there as well. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's jpulowski324 on Snapchat. And as always, I remind you to
speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Damn! Nailed it!
Drunk driving at a rage, I've been sitting here tailgating all day. If I eat one more loaded sausage, I'm gonna take a shit in my pants, okay? Police directing the traffic, pulling out in front of this Panther hick. My truck ain't as big as his, but he can go back to Carolina, suck my dick. where I was born, we're true Bucks fans. Gotta show up and defend the land. People say their wife likes the Packers. I'd change her shirt and then I'd smack her. Raising their kids with Giants hats. If I was their daddy, I'd kick their ass. This is the place we learn to cheer. Die with the team and drink some beer. Have some respect for the red homegrown. Give two shits, you're from Buffalo. Spoke to a kid the other day. He was from Tampa, born and raised. Said he loved the Eagles since 01. His daddy must have had a vagina. Wanna be a true fan, what's it mean? Look out for them boys in the 119. Driving at her AJ, my fucking cooler's just about empty. Where the hell are they selling these goddamn Saints flags on top of these cars today? Guys, it's real simple. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Way to go, Mark. Oh, you all want another bonus track? Have you stuck around this long? Well, if you're hearing me talk, you have. Well, then let's go ahead and play the OG from Mark the Mailman.
The Bucks are fucking hot, you know, and that ain't gonna change. But first, let's take a look at all the teams they have to play. Cam Newton is a little bitch, he won't jump on the ground to get his fumble back and have a chance to win the crown. Jameis would, without a doubt, so Newton is a fag. The Panthers took it up the ass and I ain't seen no more dab. That's what you get for naming your son Chosen, you motherfucker. The Falcons could have won it all, but started jacking off. All they had to do was turn around and hand it off. Matty Ice is a stupid name, freezing ain't no good. Next time we see that pretty boy, we'll take him to the hood. Julio Schmido. Now we got all your coaches, motherfuckers. What is there to say about the Saints? They're fucking gay. Their quarterback is 5 feet tall and Cooks has gone away. If that little asshole Breeze ruins one more year, I'll break his fucking shoulder again and drown myself in beer. How long is that motherfucker gonna play football? As you see, the South is full of mama's boys and jits. Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.